This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Joe Spano.
Well, it's Falcons, it's Eagles, it's NFC divisional round playoff action. It's going to be the thing that kicks off divisional round weekend in the NFL playoffs. And here to talk about it all from SB Nation's Falcoholic, it's David Walker. David, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Let's dive right in. You know, Falcons came into the playoffs as the sixth seed. They were 10 up and 6 down on the year, inconsistent all year. And if you watch them, at least to me, it looked like a team that spent much of the season hung over from that Super Bowl 51 loss. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. You're closer to the team than I am, and you watch them on a week-in, week-out basis.
Yeah, they were absolutely inconsistent. And I think there are a ton of factors that go into that. I do think the Super Bowl loss carried over into the season somewhat in the beginning games. They had a lot of turnover on the staff, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan is the name that everyone points to, but it went further down. You know, they lost several other coaches along with him. So I think there was a lot of turnover, a lot of turmoil after the game in February. So inconsistent was absolutely the definition of this 2017 team.
Well, you know, you now look at a group that seems to me it's peaking at the right time, a la the 2005 Steelers, 2011 New York Giants, and several other teams that we've seen over the last, you know, decade plus that have kind of squeaked into the playoffs as wild card teams, and the next thing you know, they were hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look at those teams, some of the things you find in common with what the Falcons are doing well right now is they're playing really good defense. You know, they shut down the Rams last week, the top-scoring offense in the league in 2017, held them to 13 points at home, and they're running the ball well. You know, it didn't initially show up in the first half against the Rams, but it paid off in the second half with, you know, two really good running backs in Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And honestly, if you're going to win on the road in the playoffs, you really, you know, consistently need to have those two things in place. And the Falcons really are peaking in those two areas right now.
And that's huge. And, you know, you mentioned this defense. You know, statistically, you look at the numbers. If you're somebody that hasn't watched the Falcons all year, you say, doesn't look like much. Numbers don't look great. But if you've looked at this defense, they're still smallish, as Atlanta Falcons defenses have been for some time. But, boy, they fly around the football. They can get up after the rusher, and they do a lot of pretty good things. You know, kind of take us through this defense a little bit. Take us through the growth that we've seen, some of their strengths and some of their weaknesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when Dan Quinn came in, one of the things he preached was fast and physical, and this defense is the embodiment of that vision that he began installing back in 2015. You know, up front, you've got guys like Grady Jarrett, who is, you know, an underrated defensive tackle in this league, an absolute monster at times. You've got guys like Adrian Claiborne, who, you know, as a role player has been, you know, fantastic coming off the edge. You've got, you know, in the linebacking core, arguably the best coverage linebacker in the NFL right now, in Deion Jones. Incredible speed. But also, you know, has really stepped up his game in recent weeks in run defense. And you've got, you know, a really, really good secondary, hard-hitting, good coverage safety in Keanu Neal, and two fantastic corners in Robert Alford and Desmond Trufant. And they've grown up a lot. You know, people forget, this is a very young defense. Most of these players, they're starters. They've only been starting for 2, maybe 3 years at the most, and I think they're finally beginning to see the NFL speed. You know, it's they're recognizing things much quicker, and I think it's paying off now.
You know, we're joined by David Walker from SB Nation's Falcoholic. We're previewing Falcons and Eagles from a Falcons perspective, because that's who David covers each and every week. You know, you mentioned a little earlier we're talking about the offense, and you talked about the running game kind of hitting stride. Kind of take us through this offense, and in addition to that running game, or maybe because of that running game, kind of take us through why this offense has started to hit stride as the season's moved along, and why this offense looks a lot more like last year's offense than this offense did earlier in the season.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is this offense for the entire season has felt like it's been on the cusp of being a good offense again. And we've seen an inexplicable number of instances where this team has shot itself in the foot. In 2016, they were best in the league where drops were concerned. This year, they're worst in the league. That's that is quite a turnaround from one season to the next. They've also, you know, continually had issues with penalties and false starts and holding that has continually set this offense behind. It seems like in recent weeks, those types of things have stopped happening as consistently. And I think as a consequence of that, they've always moved the ball well. But now they're moving the ball well, and they're beginning to finish more and more drives as opposed to what they were doing early in the season. So I don't think they're going to be the 2016 version. That was a very dynamic, explosive offense. But I think this version with guys like Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, it's hard to consistently contain them for an entire four quarters, and they're finally playing up to their talent level.
Well, you know, this offense is starting to hit stride. The defense is improving as the season's gone on. It's a team clearly peaking at the right time, and they've drawn a good path for a deep charge through the NFC playoffs. There's one area of concern right now. I guess it would have to be the offensive line. It's banged up a little bit, and it's taken on an Eagles team that if they can do one thing really well on defense right now, it's get up after the quarterback. Yeah, in the passing game, and I think this could be an area that poses some trouble for the Falcons. Take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we saw that a good bit last week against the Rams, going against all-world defensive tackle Aaron Donald. He looked like a Falcons running back with as much time as he was spending in the backfield behind our offensive line. And it really starts with the guards. You know, we've got a first-year starter in Wes Schweitzer at right guard. He's been okay, but, you know, he's been inconsistent. Again, there's that word for the Falcons. And they lost Andy Levitre, you know, a few games back, who has been a pretty good, consistent starter at left guard, good veteran. And they've had to plug Ben Garland in his place. Alex Mack has been fantastic in the middle, and honestly, our two tackles, Jake Matthews and Ryan Schrader, they're good. You know, they're good pass blocking tackles for the most part. Again, a little bit inconsistent on the year, but still pretty good. It really comes down to those guards, and you know, honestly, the one thing that scares me the most is the fact that the Eagles do have good interior pass rushers. Fletcher Cox scares me about as much as Aaron Donald did last week.
Anything else you see that the Eagles can do? Because this is clearly, you know, and we're both on the outside looking in on the Eagles, but it's clearly an Eagles team that is reeling. You know, is there anything else you can see the Eagles doing besides a tremendous pass rush that can really give the Falcons some trouble on either side of the ball?
Honestly, the running game. You know, it's something that the Eagles have done really well this year. I think Jay Ajayi was a perfect pickup for them. And this is an area where the Falcons, at least early in the season, were getting beat consistently. They've been much better in recent weeks against the run. But I'll be honest, you know, you mentioned it earlier. This is a Falcons defense that's a little bit undersized. They play much better in coverage than they do, you know, going up against the run consistently. I think if the Eagles are going to win this game, they've got to establish the run and just punish this smaller Falcons defense with, you know, runs up the middle.
Now, if the Falcons are going to find a way to stop that, who are the keys? The one that I see is Grady Jarrett, because he's really becoming a beast. He's one of these guys, you know, you talk about guy like an Aaron Donald. He was in the Falcons backfield. He was in the Rams backfield Falcons backfield an awful lot. Grady Jarrett's one of these guys that spends a lot of time in the opposition backfield as well. Not a huge defensive lineman, but certainly a very, very talented one. That could really be somebody that, with his speed and quickness and his aggressiveness, maybe he's a guy who could short-circuit that Eagles running game.
Absolutely. He's the guy I would lean on where stopping the run is concerned. Between him and Dontari Poe, who was a pretty good pickup again for the Falcons in the offseason, those two guys are going to have their hands full, but I think they're up to the challenge. A couple of names for, you know, non-Falcons fans to pay attention to that could be a big factor in stopping the run. Brooks Reed has been actually exceptional in run defense this year for the Falcons in you know, base sets. And Derek Shelby, he's a name that you don't hear talked about a lot, but he's arguably been one of the Falcons' best run defenders. I think we're going to see a lot more of those two guys on the field than fans are accustomed to.
Now, let's take a quick look at the Eagles. And again, we're both looking at them from the outside looking in. Do you see a team in the Eagles in as much trouble as I do, that Nick Foles at quarterback, just everything's changed for them offensively, and if they can't pound the rock in a major way, they're in deep trouble, number one. And number two, when you flip to their defense, as good as they are at times stopping the run and as capable as they are getting up after the quarterback, they got a secondary that I expect Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu and company to run all over.
Yeah, you know, it's the thing that I've noticed in going back and watching some of the Eagles games this year. They are exceptional against the run. There have been a few running backs that have had some success against them, but absolutely, if I'm the Falcons, I'm going to try to attack that secondary. And one thing I saw, you know, that they had a hard time with consistently was defending slant passes, and that's something that the Falcons like to do. And they do it with Julio and Sanu, and I expect them to try to exploit that this afternoon. Honestly, you know, to your point, I think if you have Carson Wentz in this game, the Falcons aren't favored, and rightfully so. Going down to Nick Foles, even though he's had some experience in this league, is a significant downgrade. And I think it's the primary factor why I've picked the Falcons to win this game by a narrow margin. Because honestly, that sort of downgrade at quarterback, it completely takes away from the offense. And when you're trying to rely on the run, you've got to at least have the threat of the pass. And I don't know that they have that with Foles.
I guess the final one before we let you go, and you kind of scooped it. You said you were picking the Falcons. Give us your score and give us some idea real quick in about 60 seconds how you kind of see this game unfolding and how we end up getting to that point.
Yeah, you know, I think the Eagles are going to try to lean on their running game. And honestly, that would be their best path to success. At the same time, I think the Falcons are going to plan for that. I think they're going to sell out to stop the run early and try to put the Eagles in third and long situations and force it into the hands of Nick Foles. I think ultimately that is what is going to be the difference in this game. The Falcons' defense right now is playing at another level. They made the Rams look completely inefficient on offense. I think they'll do even more so against the Eagles. I do think their defense is going to give the Falcons a hard time. Ultimately, I see this one being a low-scoring game with the Falcons edging them out 16-12.
All righty, David, great stuff. Great insight into the Falcons. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the game today, and you know, hopefully the Falcons keep going, and we can have you back on again down the line and talk more Falcons football, because I really enjoyed it today.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. My pleasure. Bye-bye now. David Walker, SB Nation's, from SB Nation's, Falcoholic, talking Falcons-Eagles.